Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It's the Mix Morning Show. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great day so far. This morning, joining me, as I mentioned yesterday, retired Brigadier General Robert Holmes, talking about the situation in Ukraine. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Super excited that you're here to really kind of give us some insight on what is going on in that part of the world. We're going to dive in this morning. Each hour we're going to kind of hash out different topics here. And coming up, the Russian aggression. Why is this happening? We'll examine that coming up here in just a few minutes after Tina Turner. But first, Hall & Oates. Tina Turner, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It's the Mix Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Hey, just, whichever way you want to slice it. One more day to the weekend. I mean, really? I mean, two really full days, but I think, you know, really one day is how I'm looking at it. Hope you're having a great Thursday so far. As I mentioned yesterday and again just a few moments ago, we're taking a look at what's happening in Ukraine with the situation happening there with the Russian aggression in Ukraine and how this is affecting really the entire world. And I said, Robert Holmes, he's the man to talk to us about this. And you are joining us now in studio, retired Brigadier General Robert Holmes. Let's take this back to the very beginning, kind of the genesis of all of this. Why is this happening?
Well, you've got to look at the context in which Vladimir Putin has set this up and why he's acting now. It really begins decades ago with the fall of the former Soviet Union. And then you've got to look then beyond that almost several centuries to see the mindset and the paranoia of the Russians, particularly those that would claim to Mother Russia being their homeland, and it is. And this is some of the things I say will in no way be a defense of these actions, but you've got to look at the context. So in Vladimir Putin's mind, after the fall of the Soviet Union, he was a young KGB officer, very much involved in defeating and countering the West, and his world as the Soviet Union failed. Okay. For whatever reason, and that's not necessarily why we would go into it today. But in that failure, then over the next decades, in Putin's mind, and I've not talked to him, obviously, but what I would see is that it's in his mind to rebuild the greatness of Russia and the former Soviet Union. So it's no surprise that we would see aggression into Ukraine to take over a state that was very much a very bright spot in the former Soviet Union, that state. And it's a buffer to our NATO allies. So again, no surprise that this would be on Putin's agenda. It's part of his rebuilding. Then the question is, why now?
Well, what would be next? What would be the next move besides Ukraine for Putin? I know that's a hypothesis that you really can't solve, but
it depends on if he can get enough of what he wants in getting into Ukraine. And let's say that the answer is that it does not go well for the state, for the nation of Ukraine. And he's there. If he then chooses for further expansion, and I've read some analysis and reports that says he won't stop there, but we don't know. But let's say that he does stop there, then it's going to be a Cold War. Again, we've already started now the next version of the Cold War, okay?
It's incredible.
Yes, so will he stop there or not? Honestly, we don't know. We can speculate that he will want more. There are claims that he might push into Poland. He might push into other former states. He might push into some Eastern European allies in order to expand. But we just don't know.
Your analysis on this is incredible, and your experience, your pedigree speaks for itself. And I am so grateful that you're taking the time out to explain to me and to our listeners what this is all about.
Thank you. It's important we understand.
Absolutely, for sure. And I think this is a great venue for that as well. So coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to kind of talk about our role as Americans, as the United States in this conflict, what that means for us. We'll examine that coming up in just a little bit. But until then, more of your favorites along the way here on Mix 106.5. Good morning. Mix 106.5, Mix Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Michael, 7 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. We're still joined by Brigadier General Robert Holmes, United States Air Force retired. General Holmes, you have been so kind to come in and give us a little insight into what is happening in Ukraine. And coming up here in a few moments after Toto, we're going to be talking about the American involvement in this effort. I know it's one of substantial consequences, sure, whichever way it goes. So we'll talk about that coming up after Toto, but first, Cool and the Gang on Mix. Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is the Mix Morning Show. Good morning to you. Hey, don't forget to register for free lunch this week, presented by Chick-fil-A of Sylacauga. Always great. Do you ever register, General Holmes?
For Chick-fil-A?
For Free Lunch Friday?
No, I don't. I should.
Well, you don't have a business with seven people in it, do you?
No.
Yeah, so you would really wouldn't quite help. So you have the opportunity to win free lunch presented by Chick-fil-A of Sylacauga. And we're picking the winner here in a little bit later in the hour. You still have time to register. So get that in while you can. Mix1065radio.com. Free Lunch Friday presented by Chick-fil-A of Sylacauga. Of course, General Holmes still joining us here this morning on the Mix Morning Show, talking about all things Russia and Ukraine. And earlier, we were talking about the Russian aggression, why this happened, the genesis of this. Your analysis on that is to for Putin to kind of rebuild the former Soviet Union, if you will. Now, breaking it apart, the American involvement in this effort from all different circumstances. And of course, later on, I think in the morning, we're going to be talking about the humanitarian effort and then also the military action.
Right.
But overall, from a 30,000-foot perspective, the American involvement in this comes to NATO and all of those players in this game. Where does that stand?
Okay, so this is a very tedious question and a very tedious line to walk, simply because of the prospect of war breaking out in Europe, and that comes by virtue of our alliance with our NATO allies. We've got to be very careful about what we offer to do or not militarily. I think as we talk in terms of a military action or not by the United States or any of the NATO allies, it's got to be crystal clear as to when, where, and how we would prosecute any military operation at all. So it's again, very tedious, because on the other side of this, it could very well be that that Putin is looking for an excuse to begin combat operations with a NATO state, nation, or the United States of America. And that would be a grave event should it happen, because in my mind, if you play out steps in a path to war, it would be very difficult to contain to just the Ukraine, to contain to just certain elements of the Eastern Europe, and could likely result in a third world war that could end up being a nuclear war.
It's a very realistic and humbling way to hear you say it. You know, in terms of those perspectives, when we talk about war crime in general and the rules of war. Where does this, can you kind of paint that picture for us with the way that Russia has attacked Ukraine in this? We've heard those terms, the rules of engagement, of course, the rules of war, war crimes in general. Give us a perspective on this.
So just look in the news. You know, it's nothing that I've got to amplify any more than what you're seeing every day on your major news outlets. When you see a military force, in this case Russia, refusing to keep lanes of humanitarian departure open without prosecuting combat operations and lethal activities, killing innocent civilians, that's wrong. It's just wrong. That violates the laws of international warfare. It's not in the rules of engagement to do that. There's no reason to do that unless it serves his agenda in that he may want to kill many innocent civilians, because if his grand scheme is to occupy Ukraine, then it could very well be that he would attack the existing population or the exiting population. Very grim understanding of what may be going on in Putin's mind.
It really is scary to think, because we don't know. And I mean, it's a very fluid situation. And right. But
to go to the peace talks and then the peace talks fall apart every 24 hours when there are guarantees that are made, this is not in my mind an open door to get this invasion over.
Good to know. Retired Brigadier General Robert Holmes joining us here on the Mixed Morning Show. General Holmes, thank you for your perspective again this morning. You've been with us all morning long and going to stick around for a little while longer. Going to talk humanitarian aid and military action coming up in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours respectively here on the Mixed Morning Show. Stay with us. More of your favorites this hour. Bill Withers, Jeffrey Osborne, Madonna, and Vanessa Carlton all coming up. George Michael, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It's the Mixed Morning Show. Hope you're having a great Thursday so far. Hey, if you haven't yet, check it out. The Mutt Madness Bark Bracket Challenge. If that's not a mouthful, I don't know what is. You have the opportunity to snag a free pet grooming for up to $35 in value from Mutt Cuts and also 6 months worth of flea and tick treatment from Baxley Animal Hospital. They're new to town. Really awesome. Check it out. Mix1065radio.com is where you can find all that information. Of course, it's basketball season, and so your dog could come out being the top dog in this. Are you a basketball fan, General Holmes?
Somewhat.
Yeah?
Somewhat, yeah.
You sit around, you watch March basketball?
That's the exciting time, especially as we narrow it down
from the top teams down to the Sweet 16, the Final Four, and all that kind of stuff.
That's good stuff.
So you have been kind enough to lend your time and, of course, your expertise to address what's going on in the world in Ukraine and Russia at the moment. And earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, we were talking about the humanitarian efforts and some of those war crime, the terminology there. And on the humanitarian effort side, what does that mean for somebody who might not have a full scope of how humanitarian efforts in a time of war happen?
So one thing is the combat operation. That is destroying and devastating a sovereign state, and now what's happening to those innocent civilians, the non-combatants? Okay, in a war, non-combatants and civilians should not be attacked, should not be killed.
So regardless of who the enemy,
that's right. So the fact that this is happening is a humanitarian a disaster and catastrophe in and of itself. And as people are trying to exit, let's say those that, I've got to back up and say, every day when I watch this, my heart breaks for those people, for the Ukrainians. It breaks. So as they try to exit, let's say that they are blessed enough to get out of Ukraine and they go to be refugees in neighboring countries, or if not neighbors, maybe, you know, even countries that are distant. But it's going to be a huge humanitarian crisis as to now what to do with these displaced people, and some of whom are beginning to realize they may never get to go back home, okay? So it's heartbreaking to see this humanitarian, I'm not even call it a crisis, it's just a destruction of an element of a human society, you know, in the state of Ukraine. But we've got to stand by to do something. If aid cannot get in through the routes that have been set aside, and it looks like that Russia is daily opens and closes some of those humanitarian routes, this is a disaster in and of itself. And I think we are obliged and morally obliged to figure out what to do to relieve human suffering.
As Americans, you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean go to war? No, we can't do that necessarily, but we've got to somehow break through to relieve suffering.
We were talking a little bit off air about your efforts on the ground back in your day-to-day military tenure, about being on the ground in enemy territory fighting a fight with civilians on the ground that were non-combatants,
sure.
Afghanistan. That effort, when it comes to military action, looks different in some regards than this, because obviously the United States is not in this in a military engagement. But what does the humanitarian effort look like in that situation?
So in Afghanistan, there was a conflict. We, in a sense, invaded. We did invade Afghanistan in 2001. So in a sense, we control that battle space. So we could administer and provide for the needs of noncombatants and civilians. We could reach out and try to protect their communities. Now, you got to remember, the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban did not necessarily have the same regard for human life. They did not care about protecting civilians. So you could try to step in the middle of that because it was on us. I mean, we created a conflict there, you know, in a sense, when we went after bin Laden. So it was on us to protect the Afghans. The noncombatants.
That makes sense. So a lot to unpack, of course, still. And it's definitely a complex situation. I think even in some cases, probably in some regard, maybe even more complex than having a direct invasion or a direct conflict from the United States to another country or another, you know, in that case, terror group.
Right.
That you're fighting. In this instance, you're dealing with an intermediary in some regard, right?
So in this case, we do not have control of what I will call the battle space. We cannot freely administer humanitarian aid.
And a lot of hoops to jump through in that regard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man. General Holmes, thank you for sharing this with us and your perspective on that and helping educate me and some of our listeners, I'm sure, are very appreciative of your insight on this. We have more with General Holmes coming up in just a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour here on Mix 106.5. We'll break some more of it down, including the military action coming up in just a little bit. Air Supply, Adele, Atlantic Star, AHA, we're covering all the A's, but we're leading it off with the letter B. The BG's coming up in just a bit. Berlin, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. Take My Breath Away, always a classic there. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great day so far. Hey, $500 and a big screen TV up for grabs in our Best of the Coosa Valley campaign. It's ongoing now, bestofcoosavalley.com. Check it out while you can. $500 could go a very long way, especially right now. It could fill up your car and a big screen TV also. And it's all just for voting. Just for vote. I mean, seriously, you have the entire control in your hands. These are the top nominees that you said are the best. Now it's time to narrow it down to the one and only best in the Coosa Valley. More than 130 different categories, I should say, in Best of the Coosa Valley. And it's all up to you. You're in the driver's seat. Bestofcoosavalley.com. And at the end of it all, one lucky voter will get $500 and a big screen TV. Sounds like a good incentive, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, hey, why not? What do you have to lose? It's absolutely free. Brigadier General Robert Holmes in studio with us this morning. We've covered a lot of topics this morning. Our role, the importance of what we are doing in this situation with Ukraine and Russia, the humanitarian effort, and of course, the last thing that we haven't really talked about is the military action in this. You have extensive experience, you know, on the ground, in the battlefield, and at stateside as well, in the homeland, of analyzing and strategizing military action. What happens now? Is it too soon to tell? What do you not want to see happen, of course?
Well, what I don't want to see is an all-out shooting war that breaks out in Europe and then leads to, ultimately, in my mind, if you play that chess game out, leads to World War III with nuclear weapons. That's what we need to avoid. Von Clausewitz has often, you know, in reading him as a student at the War College, you know, war is when policies fail. That's just an extension of failed policies. Right now, we've got policies that on the Russian side and on the NATO side and the U.S. side, policies that are conflicted. They are in the way of each other, in a sense, if you stand back and take the 50,000 foot view, and if those lead to war, it will be very grave. It will be ugly.
We were talking a little bit off air about the relation here of why Vladimir Putin might have done this in the first instance, and you said that there was a very pivotal point a few months ago at which you think he probably had the green light.
Yeah. So earlier we talked about Putin's grand scheme, which I think is out of the paranoia of Mother Russia having been attacked for centuries and then the fall of the Soviet Union, that he had to restore the great empire. And I think the reason we see it now is after our exit or the display of our behavior in exiting as a nation Afghanistan back in the summer. I think the disarray with which we prosecuted that gave, and Putin, in his mind, gave him a green light to do what he had in his mind to do for quite some time.
It, you know, to say that the two are related is a scary thought, because if something like that were to happen again, this could be escalated to a whole other level.
But he saw where he could make a move, and we may or may not do anything. We may or may not respond. I think what Putin did not count on is the determination of the Ukrainian people to resist. They're resilient. They're going to, those people, many of them know they're going to die there in the streets defending their nation.
It's a grave situation. It really is sad. The number of civilian lives that have been, that have been lost in this effort so far. And, goodness.
So if I could add one more thing.
100%.
There. So in carrying this out, where we've really got to stand back, and several weeks ago I talked about strategic patience with regard to this conflict. As we see now, some alliances being made, Russia to China, Iran, North Korea. I and I'm not trying to plant a seed, because I don't read daily intelligence reports any longer. But if we are observing what's going on, we've got to observe that there is, borrowing a term from World War II, there is an axis of evil alliances that could then begin to form. And we've got to be very careful about what we do in this chess game day by day.
It is, I don't think, something that takes a lot of rocket science majors to figure out. It is a very common sense strategy, as you just mentioned, to just peel back the layer for just a second and look at it from a 30,000-foot perspective and say, these things, not to plant a seed, as you said, but these things have happened before and could happen again. I don't think it's out of the realm of question for Americans and common sense individuals to look at this and say, hey, this is what's up.
When I wore the uniform, I had no public opinion on policy or politics. That you just can't do that. However, in watching the actions over four decades of policymakers and politicians, I've got to tell you, I have disdain for any political party that cannot and does not see the needs of people. Okay, and I'll just leave that there, okay? But I disdain politicians who will march, particularly young Americans, our sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, into wars that they've not thought through.
It's a good place to leave it. I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Brigadier General Robert Holmes, thank you so much for your perspective.
Thank you, Mike.
It's been great having it. You going to stick around for a nonstop Mixed Music Marathon?
Sure.
I think that would be good. I think you're going to get some of your favorites here. Blondie, Alicia Keys, Bonnie Tyler. We're kicking it off next with Billy Joel coming up.
Those sound good.
Bruce Hornsby, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It's been fun hanging out this morning, and thank you so much for being on.
It's important to discuss this, in our community, so that it leads to better understanding and awareness of where we are right now.
Absolutely. You know, knowledge is power, and if you can empower people with that, everybody will be better off for sure. So thank you so much for giving your perspective on that, Brigadier General Robert Holmes. And, hey, we'll have you back on at some point. We got some things in the works, too,
yeah.
I think.
Good deal.
You'll be hearing along those lines here coming up here on Mix 106.5. Layla's coming in at 10 o'clock. Be sure to give her some love. Until then, more nonstop mixed music here with Tracy Chapman.